This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Cubby House is a show about three cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain sex and drug references and, of course, adult themes. Listener's discretion is advised.
From our Melbourne home to around the globe, the Cubby House is coming at you live, starting right now on Joy 94.9.
And welcome to the Cubby House for the 14th of November 2011. I'm Cookie.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Kevin.
And thank you very much to the Spirit Land for another wonderful show exploring all things in the spiritual realm. But tonight we're exploring all things in the modern day cruising realm.
No, we're not talking about the Seacraft vessels here. We're not talking about actual cruising. However, you can cruise on a cruise, believe it or not. That's cruising squared. I've got to try that now. But we're talking about modern day cruising, as in cyber cruising.
Well, not just cyber cruising, but along the terms of particularly mobile technology, I believe we're now including in this concept of modern technology and modern cruising.
That's right. Cruising has grown up.
Aww.
I mean, once upon a time, a long, long ago,
in a galaxy far, far away.
Well, not that far away than you think. That there were these fabulous gay men who had jeans that hugged their asses ever so well, and beautiful hankies of ever so many colours would hang out of them, symbolising many a dirty thing. But also, if people wanted to have sex, they'd have to go to the bar, or they'd have to go to the sauna, or they'd go to the sex club, or to the toilets behind the tennis club, where they would stand in front of a stall that was closed, tap three times, and say, "There's no place like home." No, they'd wait for
the... I'm pretty sure some of them did say that, actually.
They'd wait for the other person to tap back, of course. But cruising doesn't happen like this anymore, much to the lament of the bar owner, the sauna owner, and the sex club owner. It's just not quite the same as it was.
True. So what was the rule? Stand in front of a closed door?
Oh, we've already gone through that part, Cookie. Oh. Catch up.
I need
remember
my glasses.
Remember the tap thrice and say, what was it, Jack? No place like home?
There's no place like home.
Yeah, watch all the doors open up and Cora suddenly starts singing. Yes, this isn't Glee.
So, people are using smartphone applications for cruising, but you could use any given online communication tool, and gay men will use any communication tool they get their hands on to use for sex. I mean, you've got Facebook, that's not sacred.
No.
Twitter, not sacred at all. What about Tumblr?
Jack, have you hooked up with anyone off Tumblr? You've got a rather racy Tumblr.
Yeah, I actually need to apply that to my real life, but I'm getting there. I just need to book a flight overseas.
Right. Well, tonight we tackle the topic of modern cruising. We have a bit of chat in the first topic about ourselves, which is have phone, will cruise.
We then follow the likes of the Scruff and all those that are now following in Johnny Scruff's footsteps as we interview him to find out how did this application come to be.
Last of all, we speak to Coley Kaminsky.
We apologise in advance, Coley. We're probably going to get your name wrong every single time in this episode.
Kaminsky. Yeah. Kaminsky. It's a Polish name. And he was the developer of an application called Growler, which is available on all the major smartphone outlets out there. Now, we do have an SMS topic for tonight's show.
Jack?
Unlike our regular ones.
Jack, the beautiful thing is you actually created this while you were interviewing one of our guests for tonight. And we would like your answer to the end of this sentence.
Apparently, our listeners are tough enough to handle fisting, but but not tough enough to handle the word...
We encourage you
to be creative. Now, you can send your answers in via SMS on 0427-JOY949. You can email them into us on onair@joy.org.au, or you can jump on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. like the page while you're there and jump in on the discussion.
Now, the original statement was about Jordan 94.9's statement about explanatives, so we can't actually repeat the statement in full.
The actual word that we had to block out?
The actual word that we had to block out. So let's be creative. To finish,
let's just say that Jack earned a spanking for that one.
Yes.
Finish this sentence. Apparently, our listeners are strong enough to handle fisting, but not strong enough to handle blank. Send in your SMSs or emails right now. Don't delay. And while you're ready, use your smartphone. We talk about smartphones.
That's right. We also have an iPhone app, don't we?
Yes.
Jump on the Joy website, download the iPhone app. That's right, Cookie. Pause.
Yes, it's not a state here. On the Cubby House tonight, we are talking about the modern day cruising. Now, we have phones. We will cruise. Quickly, guys.
As our phones have gotten smarter, so have our ways of satisfying our sexual itches. I mean, think about it. But nowadays, when you're on your phone, it's kind of like bringing up the menu at your local pizza and just kind of going, what flavor do I feel like tonight?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad, doesn't it? I mean, Cookie, how many hours per day do you reckon you spend on the phone? Specifically cruising.
Cruising? I'd put it to about an hour and a half.
And what are you after when you're cruising?
Quite often, it's just the easy kind of flirt, a picture. But long term, if I'm successful enough to follow through, a potential hookup.
Just think about how many man hours that would be. I mean, an hour and a half each day. Don't you have anything better to do?
I'm assuming it's not in a block time.
No.
And it's probably more constructive than spending time on WoW.
Well, I suppose. It depends on what you count as constructive.
Jack, how long do you spend a week on, or a day?
I'd probably say cumulative, probably about 15 minutes. But then again, I'm notoriously unsuccessful with these sort of things. Conversations go, hi, how are you? I'm fine. What about you? End conversation.
You don't even get to the they want to pick?
No, not usually, no.
Well, maybe you should try something like this application.
You pushed play? What's your standpoint on the ratio of gingers or red-headed people in your app?
The ginger bears. Well, we actually specifically pick out redheaded bears sometimes when we're doing super hot because they are so popular on the Facebook page. It goes nuts. People love their ginger bears, that's for sure.
Yeah, Kevin. Is that what you wanted to hear?
I suppose you have to do some charity work somewhere, don't you?
I've got to get myself under this growler now. Cookie, you've been meaning to shoehorn that particular quote into the show, and you just had to find a place, even if it didn't fit.
Well, now, it did.
Well, it kind of did fit. It was actually really well done.
That was actually Coley Kaminsky, who you'll be hearing us talk to a bit later in our third part of the program, starting at...
A little bit later.
A little bit later.
Further intro. So what about you, Kevin? Quickly, what do you use these for?
I actually like to go on some of the apps that have the international bears. Specifically because I don't have to worry about the whole, oh, you're free tonight? No, I'm not free tonight. You're free tomorrow night? No, I'm not free tomorrow night. You're free the night after? Blah, 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 blah. I'm actually just after the discussion. And there's actually a couple of bears that I speak to in Europe and in America. Really nice guys, and you just chat about your day, and it's really nice.
But what I find is that you've got so many of the websites which are available on your browser that they do have web versions of them, so why would you necessarily go for a mobile-specific version?
I hardly ever sit in front of a computer and sit on websites anymore. I really use it almost like an SMS, but it's free.
Yay.
It's fun and it's free.
Mm. No harm, no foul.
No. Now, do we have an alternative to the ones we've played with? Like, I've heard of a few other ones. I know we haven't got them online, but Grindr. Blender, I suppose, is a new one that's come up.
Yes, Blender.
It's a new flavor of the
month. That's the straight one.
Yes.
Even straight people are getting in on the action.
That's right. Well, not quite. I mean, there was an interview with the Guardian with Joel Simkaki, or however you pronounce his name, say about him developing a straight version of the Grindr application. But for this particular version of the application, it's not so focused on sex. It's all about friendship and meeting new people. Pretty much it's all the things you loved about Grindr and making it beige, as the two fat lattes would say.
Right. You're with the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. We are talking modern day cruising here.
I've never been more offended by anything in my life.
I'm pretty sure Lifeline's actually more offended, but okay.
But they're a good service. Check them out if you need to. They're waiting by the phone for you.
That's right. That's right. Now, earlier in the week, you guys had the opportunity to speak to one of the hottest guys on Topic Tonight.
Oh, he is a little hottie, isn't he?
He is, yes.
He's the second hottest developer that I know.
Well, without further ado, let's introduce our first guest of the night.
Joining us on the line, we have Johnny Scruff from Las Vegas in Nevada. If you're not familiar with Johnny Scruff, he is the owner and administrator for the Scruff application. Now, for anyone that is not familiar with this particular program, could you please explain its purpose for us?
Scruff is a smartphone application for your iPhone and Android phone. And guys use it for various different reasons, from making friends to hooking up, to even newfound friendships and even marriages.
Marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you decide to create the app in the first place?
So several reasons. My friend Eric and I, you know, we're single and we weren't finding the kind of guys we liked on other apps. And I particularly always liked scruffy guys, definitely geared more towards the bear crowd. So one reason to start Scruff was for that, you know, and we thought it would be a really fun, exciting venture. You know, the mobile space is a new space that a lot of guys are using for many different reasons. And, you know, we just wanted to do something different, something better than what was out there.
So how long has Scruff been in operation for?
So Scruff's been in operation for about a little over a year. We launched in August of 2010. So we're really thrilled about our growth in just a year. But it's very humbling and very exciting, too.
All right. So what types of menus or apps? What makes a Scruff guy?
So there really isn't anything in particular that makes a Scruff guy. You know, we have a very diverse community. You know, it started with the bear community. And since then, all kinds of guys use Scruff, from firefighters to lots of servicemen to the bear community. I would say there is a certain kind of attitude and appeal that Scruff has, which is more of kind of masculine man, someone maybe a little more rugged looking. And I think the gay world is people have a lot of different tastes and types, and lots of guys go for kind of that more rugged look. We are all inclusive of everyone, and we will not ever turn someone away just because they don't have a certain look or they don't have facial hair. You know, we even have someone who's transgender on Scruff who just has found so many friendships on there. So all kinds of guys use it for various different reasons.
Now, it's interesting that you actually bring that up, because as I recall, a couple of months ago on your Facebook page, you surveyed your clientele about the introduction of a categories feature where people could put on their profiles whether they were a bear or a cub or a muscle bear or whatever another rainbow they wanted to be. But the response from your clients was that they were not interested in having this feature implemented within the program. Why was this?
I think people are tired of labels. I think labels are healthy, and if one wants to label themselves a bear and they feel good about that, I think that's healthy. I don't want to run, though, a business that perpetuates those labels. And I think creating categories like muscle bear, like otter, cub, as a business owner and someone who has amassed a community of over a million men, I don't feel that it's healthy to perpetuate those labels. And I want to let our members decide for themselves how they want to label themselves.
That's right. You have celebrated just recently your 1 millionth user. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
What are some of the things that you think you did right, or do you think led to that success?
You know, in retrospect, timing, I think we hit a niche that hasn't been hit before. I think there are a lot of guys in between in the gay world that are in this kind of scruffy area where, you know, they really don't define to a particular group. So I don't know. There are several things, but I think it really found a niche where a lot of guys feel comfortable and that they haven't seen before with a gay dating site. You know, I think that makes it special, and people like things that feel unique and are new.
Well, I have to say, there's always some hot guys, you know, profiles appearing in the, is it the world section?
Oh, yeah.
Always
the global section. Ah, the global section. But of course, there's this mythical land of far away where all the hot guys happen to live. I need to move there.
Far away.
Murphy's Law. So I think the same thing when I look at guys in Melbourne or Sydney, and I'm sure guys in Melbourne and Sydney think the same when they see guys 7,000 miles away in the U.S. I don't know. Maybe it's a you want what you can't have kind of thing.
That's a good excuse to go travel the world and, you know, see what's really out there.
That's when Australians are probably spoiled. We really are.
Joy 94.9, you are with the Cubby House on our topic tonight, modern day cruising. That was Johnny Scruff, our first part of the interview. Now, if you'd like to answer the question to this sentence, we would like the end of.
Apparently, our listeners are tough enough to handle fisting, but but not tough enough to handle the word.
Our task to you is to finish that sentence. We already have a few people that have sent in their responses. Apparently, our listeners are tough enough to handle fisting, but not tough enough to handle my mother. We also have vaginas, vajayjays, pussies, and a few others
Jack,
to that effect.
This is actually your response.
Apparently, our listeners are tough enough to handle fisting, but not tough enough to handle the word
porn, porn, porn. That was not me. You're mixing up my words.
But how appropriate.
I know, it's my job.
We have got an SMS line that we'd like you to send an answer to, and we want your answer to this question. This
pregnant one. Pause.
Apparently, our listeners are tough enough to handle fisting, but not tough enough to handle the word.
And I swear that's the last time we'll play that sound clip tonight. Now, the ways you can get your answers into us are on SMS 0427JOY949, via email on onair@joy.org.au, and via Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. While you're there, obviously like the page.
Please do.
We're talking about smartphone applications today, and Joy94.9 has its own smartphone application.
You can't use it to cruise, though, can you?
You could use any website, any service to cruise. You could, in fact, there are people cruising you in the studio right now during our music breaks. Hi, Timmy. We know what's going on.
Yes, he reached for the gun, apparently.
That doesn't mean anything out of context. In-jokes on radio are a bad no-no.
All right, now, we have got a second part to the Johnny Scruff interview, and I believe we'll play it now, please.
But you mentioned that there were particular things that set Scruff apart from your competitors, but there are a lot of applications out there that use geography-based social networking. So what sets Scruff apart from its competitors?
Well, you know, I think we were the first to implement the global factor. You know, other apps were just about being nearby. You know, going back to what I think has made us successful, I think being the first, that was kind of on a global scale where you could connect with guys in other countries, in other states, wherever, really appealed to people. And, you know, I think underestimating the connection that you can have with someone that might be 7,000 miles away, I don't think one should underestimate that, because I've heard the stories and I've seen it happen with friends of mine and stories that I get. That sets us apart from our competitors, and the other features that we did that our competitors didn't do, but I don't think it's about features. I just think it's about guys. I think guys will always be the main feature, and you want to go where you know you're going to connect with guys that you like. And no matter how many features other apps have, I don't think feature wars make an app stand out. I think it's about the community. And so I've always been really focused on trying to build a community and not just an app. And I think that's important, and I think that's one reason why we're successful, continue to be successful.
Well, you guys also use social media very well as well. I see your Facebook always has, you know, photos of very attractive men on there as well. You always see men wearing your Scruff shirts or things like that. And by the looks of it, you connect to the community via events as well. You advertise events on Scruff, but you also see the photos on Facebook again of events. I mean, yourself as well. You go to these events and actually partake of the fun.
Yeah. Look, I've worked really, really hard to put myself out there. I think the community deserves better than me just sitting behind a computer. I enjoy being out there when I can, interacting with the guys. And I can't say it's all been fun. It's really difficult to do, you know, that kind of traveling and partying per se, but it is exhausting. But I mean, really, I can't complain. It's amazing meeting the guys who made me successful, who made Scruff successful.
This is a bit more of a fun question. Do you okay. use the application yourself?
Absolutely. All the time. It's kind of, I don't want to say sad, but Scruff has become so much work that I have rarely had any time to go on any dates, and I want to, but it's really taken up my life,
honestly, I've been obsessed with Scruff in the sense of getting just everything from events to making sure the business is successful, and that takes a lot of time and energy, and I just haven't focused my energy on dating or meeting guys. And even events are really more kind of the business thing. Although, you know, I try to have as much fun as I can, but it's mostly just about meeting guys and thanking them and vice versa, which is cool, but no dates for Johnny Scruff.
Now, you've got 1 million members. That's a lot of messages being passed back and forth constantly. I'd imagine that there'd be a more unsavory side to some of these conversations that might require a bit of administration or mediation. So are there any policies that Scruff has for bullying?
Oh, my gosh. Well, look, if someone's harassed on Scruff, you know, you can flag someone for various reasons. We're under very strict rules from Apple for pornography and nudity. And if you're harassed, you can report it, and you're kicked off. I mean, we have a no bullying policy. Absolutely not. No bullying policy. No harassment. We're very firm about that.
Excellent. And if anyone wants to find out more about your app or download it for themselves, where could they find this information?
www.scruffapp.com has links to our Android store and Apple store for download. It also has links to submit events and just other general information about profile guidelines. And really, word of mouth has been huge for us, and you know, other blogs and magazines that have written about us has helped us too. So
I think that's how I actually found out about it, by someone mentioning, you know, hey, look at this great app, look at all these hot guys.
See,
yeah,
the gay community is very close, and word of mouth goes a long way, I think, within our community.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us on today's episode.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for having me.
Here on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9, we love to have a regular segment about this time of the week. Something like this. Listener of the Week.
Listener of the Week!
And a few weeks ago, I got to interview this wonderful person right here. So what's your name, please?
Ben.
Your age?
29.
Are you available or unavailable?
Available at the moment, as of quite recently.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
It would be the ability to walk through walls. Makes for a good escape.
What's your ideal employment?
I would say fireman, so I can hang around with other firemen.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
In a paddle boat on a lake on top of a mountain. Yeah.
Which mountain?
a mountain just outside Taipei in Taiwan.
Nice.
Mm.
What's your favourite item of clothing?
Would have to be a jockstrap, any jockstrap.
Who would you most like to have sex with?
I honestly don't know. Many, many people.
So would you date yourself and why?
Yes, because I get along very well with myself and in the past have spent many lovely nights with myself. I don't get sick of me easily.
Sexually, what melts your butter?
Gingers.
What's the one thing you couldn't live without?
My iPhone.
Do you prefer organization or chaos?
Organization in the lounge room and chaos in the bedroom.
How did you get involved in the bear community?
I just started going to the Laird. I think the Laird was actually the first place I ever went. And I walked in there and I was 18 and felt very out of place, very shy. Big bartender walked up to me and I kind of shrunk away, and he leant over the bar and went, "Oh, hi, love. What did you like?" And I just went, "Oh, this, I'm home. This is great." And I just never fitted in a lot, I guess, with the, even once I came out on the gay scene, still didn't really felt like I belonged for a long time. And then started going to the Laird and meeting people there and found a community that I feel a part of.
So how do you think it's changed since you started going?
Don't know that it has that much. It's always been, from what I've witnessed, a fairly relaxed, friendly community, very accepting. Possibly become even more accepting, I think. You don't necessarily have to be even the bear stereotype to be part of the bear community these days, which is nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you to Ben for being our listener of the week. And I actually took a photo of his back, which has a very significant tattoo on his back, because we were talking body mods last week. And it actually reflected how he actually felt becoming part of the bear community, which I found quite interesting. So very much a big thank you, not only for the photos, but for the interview that explained it.
Could you just briefly describe the pattern of his tattoo?
It's a bear paw with a kanji symbol in the middle of it that stands for family.
But a picture says 1,000 words, so after the show, check out our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. Like it. 270 8 people are liking it so far, and you want to be part of a very exclusive club. 76. I don't have my glasses on. We've lost 2 members!
Oh. Too many Ranger jokes.
Clearly. So let's move on to the music, shall we? So stop you making any more. You're with the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Tonight we are discussing the modern day cruising as a topic of point and content of discussion. As to, well, people are starting to question which app is better, but I don't like to think about
Cookie,
that.
You have such a roundabout way of talking. I mean, I thought I was bad, but you're horrible.
Are bad, Jack.
We're talking about cruising here today on the Cubby House and modern day cruising. So out with the Beats, in with the smartphones. That's how things are. So we did actually interview colleague Kaminsky. See, it only takes 3 times
and
each time we say it.
Who is Coley, by the way?
Coley is the developer and co-developer and co-owner of the Growler application, which can be downloaded off onto people's various different smartphones. And it's sort of like all the others, but this one's got more of a bear flavor to it. But I don't want to explain too much because it's all in the interview, really.
This one here?
Yeah.
Joining us have Coley Kaminsky, who's the creator of the Growler app. I'm sure you're all very well aware of it. Jack, do you have Growler?
I do not.
Oh, no. You're missing out. It's a great app.
No.
So, hello, Coley.
Hello. How are you?
Not bad. And you're joining us from where in America are you?
I'm located in Columbus, Ohio, which is in the Midwest.
So, Coley, for those people like Jack who don't actually use the app, could you explain its purpose for us?
Growler is the air social network application that's available for mobile devices such as iPhone and Android. And what it is a way you can download it onto your phone, and it's a way for you to connect with other gay men, specifically bears, like in your neighborhood or around the world. It's GPS-centric, and you can talk to all sorts of guys. You can send them pictures. You can send them voice messages. You can send them instant messages. You can get local bar guides and local bear event guides as well.
So what inspired you to create this app? What demand was there for it?
Well, I've been a developer for a long time, and I've actually been doing mobile applications for a while. And for my next app, I wanted to do something that, you know, was important to me. And my two favorite things in the whole world are computers and bears. So I decided to combine my two favorite things into one product. And I think I did a pretty good job. It's been really successful. And I got a lot of positive feedback. So I think people like it a lot. So I'm very happy with it.
I'm a user, and I'm very, very happy with it. I find that it's a good way to be able to touch base with a lot of international bears as well, not only ones that are, you know, very close.
Yeah, definitely.
So what type of men mainly actually use your app?
Well, I am marketing the app not just towards gay men, but the bear market specifically. That's really where my heart lies, and that's, you know, I consider myself a bear. But people ask me all the time, are you going to try and, like, broaden your market? And the answer I always say is no. I really prefer the bear market, and that's kind of where I want to stay.
So how many users do you have now?
We currently have over 400,000 users worldwide. It's growing every day. It's getting bigger and bigger.
And what are some of the things that you think you've done to make the app so successful?
I think one of the most important things is it's very reliable. It's very quick. There's no trouble getting on. There's no trouble signing up. I mean, no app is perfect. Every once in a while, there might be a problem. But also, I think we provide what people are looking for. We do have, beyond just the chat and everything like that, we have, like, the bar listings and the event listings, which come in handy every now and then. And also, like, we listen to the users, and we understand what they want. We've added lots of features since the initial release. One of the things we added was we have custom galleries. The gallery is one of my favorites is actually called the Super Hot Gallery.
Yes, I spend many hours in that gallery myself.
I do too. Me and my partner, actually, we're the only 2 employees of Growler, and we actually handpick all the people that go in the Super Hot Gallery, and I've spent a lot of time.
Have you ever used your powers of the Super Hot Gallery to get yourself a date?
No, I think my boyfriend would kill me if I did that.
Damn, I would have hoped there would have been some sort of casting couch situation there. It's like, I know you're hot, but are you super hot material?
Well, see, Jack's not on Growler, but I am, and my profile name is blah, blah, blah. So feel free to, you know, put me up there.
I've been propositioned a number of times. I had a conversation with someone the other day, and I get this quite frequently, honestly, and like someone said, I want to be on the Super Hot Gallery. And I'm like, well, okay, I know you do. There's a lot, pretty much everyone on the site wants to be on the Super Hot Gallery and stuff.
Do you see your app as having an impact on gay men's health at all?
I do. As you know, a lot of people use the application for meeting up in person. And there's a certain responsibility that, I as the owner of this application have to encourage people to play safe. And we work with a couple different companies here in the States that we work with to promote. Every once in a while, we'll donate some advertising to them so that they can promote, like, safe sex and condom distribution and things like that here in the, mostly here in the States, though.
You're on Joy 94.9, and that was our first part of our interview with Coley from the co-owner of the Growler app.
You're not even going to bother trying to mention his last name, are you?
No.
Come on, you've got to try it once, Cookie. Come Kaminsky. On. Do it again.
Kaminsky?
There's no
Kaminsky.
N.
Kaminsky, people.
It's like cum and whiskey together.
And I don't even have a Jewish bone in my body. And what?
It's a good memory
No,
tool.
Don't, Jack, don't. I don't want to know.
No, but what you can answer is the answer to our SMS topic tonight.
Don't play it. Don't play it. I'll say it.
Fine.
Apparently, our listeners are tough enough to handle fisting, but not tough enough to handle bum, bum, bum.
Can you please answer the end of that statement.
Can you fill in the blank?
Yes, that.
That works well.
Yes,
the way you can fill in the blank, is to send your answer into SMS on 0427JOY949. You can email onair@joy.org.au or you can jump on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. And like the page while you're there.
Please fill the hole that Jack left in that sentence.
And we're going to carry on. Craig from Melbourne says, they're not tough enough to handle the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Michael, also from Melbourne, says they're not tough enough to handle a top.
No, or being a top. Being a top.
Being a top. That's right, because we're the city of bottoms.
Apparently.
And Daniel said, apparently we're not tough enough to handle a squealing twink.
Yeah, we also have another person saying we can't handle drag queens. Bears aren't very good at handling drag queens.
I think we can handle drag queens just fine.
We need to toughen up on this particular one.
I love Kesar. Are you kidding?
Let's move on with this particular program.
Yeah, because you guys can't get yourself out of a rut. But we do
have... Oh, look who's talking.
I know. Joy 94.9, you are with the Cubby House on our topic tonight, Modern Day Cruising. That was Skylar Grey with Invisible. I hope you liked the song. I know a few of us here in the studio did. And we are halfway through our interview with Coley...
Kaminsky.
See?
I can
You've got
it
now. Finally.
I had to beat it into them during the song.
Clearly. This is Coley with his discussion on Growler on Joy 94.9.
And how is the revenue for the application actually earned? Like, how do you get money for the app? I'm assuming you're not pumping, hundreds of thousands of dollars into it every year without any return for yourself.
Well, the app is free to download. So the way that, Growler generates money is off of the ad revenue. At the top of most of the popular screens, you'll see there's an ad at the top, and those are supplied by AdMob, which is owned by Google. And those are served up independently outside of Growler's control. And if we display, 1,000 ads, we get, a fraction of a cent, basically. And then, those add up over... as usage increases.
So there's not going to be like a Growler Plus application that's going to come out soon?
One of the things I pride myself on is that the application is free, and I would definitely much prefer it to be free in the future and to always be free. That's as long as the revenue supports it and everything like that, that's always my goal.
And one of those new features you actually just brought out recently was the ability for people to actually have multiple photos on their profile and actually lock them as private photos.
Yes, that's been very, very popular. Because a lot of the way that people communicate is they like to see photos, and a lot of people get on the app and they won't even talk to anyone, but they'll look at every single photo within the 50-mile radius of themselves, or they'll look at all the people in the gallery, all the people online and stuff like that. And we were finding that the members, the way that they were communicating with each other most often is they were sending photos, and this just kind of makes it easier for them to do that. And one of the other things that's nice about it is that every profile has a public photo. And because of the App Store and the Android market, we're not allowed to have any nudity displayed in a public photo. And as people upload their photos, we have 24 hours to manually review every single one of them to to make sure that they're not lewd or suggestive or contain nudity or several other things that are against our terms of service. But with the private photos, because they're not publicly available to like the general public and they have to be unlocked to other members, that allows the users to be able to upload photos and not have to have censorship in them. They can have whatever they want.
Now, Coley, there's a lot of apps on the market that are geolocation-based social networking. Why do you feel that there's a space for Growler amongst all the others? Well, what sets it apart?
Well, I think one of the big things that sets it apart is, one, that it's completely free, and two, that it's geared specifically towards the bear community. And while a lot of bears have multiple apps on their phone, and they don't just use, you know, my app, they're probably, if they had my app, they probably have two or three apps that they use on a regular basis. It's people I see in their, I read the reviews on a regular basis, and one of the things I see popping up in the reviews over and over and over again is that, you know, it's so much more friendly than the other applications on the market and stuff. It's like people don't block you if you just say hello. People respond to you on a consistent basis. And, you know, they'll engage you even if you send like a short message to them more times than not.
I've got a question. That cyberbullying is a fairly big problem just for webmasters in general. Does Growler have a policy of when it comes to harassment?
It's our obligation, you know, if we're going to have the service that, you know, if you're going to have 400,000 people on the service, you're going to run into conflicts. So, you know, it's our obligation that you can provide like a safe environment for people to talk and to meet online and stuff. So, you know, I take it very seriously.
Do you use the application yourself?
Oh, God, yes. I'm on it, like, all day long. Yeah, 24 hours a day. It's, like, probably, I'm, like, one of those crazy people that is, like, attached to their phone at the hip to the point where it's just ridiculous. I really shouldn't be on it as much as I am.
But you've got an excuse. It's your job. Now, everybody that uses it while they're at the bar, well, no excuses.
Well, yeah. I have to use my own app, right?
So if anybody wanted to find out more information about Growler or even download it, where can they find this information?
Well, Growler is available on the Android marketplace. You can go there and just type in the keyword Growler, G-R-O-W-L-R. There's no E in it. And also in the Apple App Store, it's available for download. It's also called Growler on there as well. And we have our own website. It's www.growlerapp.com. And we're also available on Facebook. Our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/growlerapp.
All right, thank you for joining us, Coley Kaminsky.
See, not so easy, is it, Jack?
Well, it was great talking to you guys. I'm so glad that you asked me to be on the show.
And you are with the Cubby House for another few more minutes before we're joined by the wonderful tunes of Fluoro.
Now, just to wrap up a bow on this particular program, let's go back to our SMS topic for tonight. In reference to our language policy on Joy 94.9, earlier in the week, I said our listeners were tough enough to handle fisting, but not tough enough to handle. And then I said an expletive, which I can't repeat on the air.
And which he got beat for.
Which, yes. I got beat for. But we've got our own replacements for that expletive. Take it away, Kevin.
We've had some good ones. Thank you to everyone who decided not to descend into the gutter. Drew and Michael, this does not include you. Drew decided to say minge of all things and, of course, got hand claps and standing ovations and everything. And Timmy decided to jump in too. We've had Ray say honesty. And we've had Rob say the cleanup.
The cleanup.
All very interesting answers. Thank you very much to all those who have participated in that survey, as well as all those who have listened tonight to our wonderful interviews and discussions. If you'd like to get hold of us during the week, you can get hold of us on the Facebook page, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Like it while you're there.
You know you want to. You can also email contact@thecubbyhouse.net.au. Plus, there's also our blog, which is thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Or you can find us on both Scruff and Growler. We're generally about 30 kilometres away from the Melbourne CBD. So you'll find us there. You just need to be in the right area.
Just look for the redhead.
Yeah. We're also on the iTunes
store.
There's
more than one.
If you want to go back through all our previous shows. But tonight, quickly, from Cookie.
From Jack, I suppose.
And I suppose from Kevin.
Thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned for Fluoro on Joy 94.9. This has been The Cubby House.
Jeez, Cookie, we're not Christmas presents.
Why not? I'd be a present.
You're a gift to us all.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.